I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today, an article by Amani Gandhi, a senior legal analyst for Reproductive Health Reality Check, entitled, "You're White and Marched with Dr. King. So What?" And it is important to note up front, Amani Gandhi is a black woman. Amani begins, "So you're white and you marched with Dr. King. You supported the civil rights movement in some way. You joined the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. Or you got arrested at a sit-in. Or you attended a demonstration. Maybe one late night at a bar, you loudly proclaimed that Dr. King was your homie. So fucking what?" Amani, calm down and get your hysterics under control. And tell us what it is that has you so angry at this white man who dared to march with Dr. King and had the gall to join the civil rights movement at a time when it was extremely dangerous to do so. Amani continues, "Isn't that what liberals were supposed to be doing? You worked toward equality at a time when every decent person was working for equality." Amani, help me out here. Your eyes and neck veins are bulging because Sanders worked for equality for a race other than his own, which entailed backlash from many of his own race? Well, Amani, I'm sure that all the white supremacists will certainly be cheering for you in this debate. If this were being held in an auditorium with Sanders supporters on one side and your supporters on the other, it's pretty clear which side would be waving Confederate flags. Please continue. She wrote, "Maybe you walked a couple of miles and learned the words to We Shall Overcome. Whoop-de-freaking-do! ! Amani, I usually see that level of hate reserved for the KKK, Nazis, and other despicable groups. To see it leveled at Sanders for standing up for black people is frankly shocking. But the most stunning thing about it is that the hate isn't coming from a grand wizard with a high school diploma, as one might expect, but from a college-educated black woman." She continues, "What else would you have been doing at the time? Supporting Jim Crow and segregation? Do you feel entitled to a clap on the back and a good show, old chap, simply because when a bunch of white people were being assholes, you chose not to be one? Gosh no, Amani. There's no reason why risking his safety by standing up against violent racist thugs should entitle him to even a whispered thank you." Oh, that's right. He didn't ask for one. Amani wrote, "Sorry, but you don't get a cookie for not being an asshole." Amani, maybe if you could formulate coherent thoughts without rabies drool collecting at the corners of your mouth, you might be able to choose from a more intellectual vocabulary than the one you seem to have learned from bathroom walls. She continues, "As a white liberal of adult age in the 1960s, you were politically required to support the civil rights movement, right?" Amani, "As a black liberal of adult age, are you politically required to support each and every position that liberals take? Do you agree with every liberal position? Can you produce evidence that all liberals think exactly alike and agree on everything? And if you decided to think for yourself and disagree with them, would you be required to disregard or hide your new belief?" Amani, "No one is required to support every belief just because they belong to a group." Amani wrote, "So why the hell are you tossing that information in black people's faces? on behalf of Bernie Sanders in order to shut down conversations about structural racism, police brutality, and the Black Lives Matter movement. Amani, please show how Sanders' history shuts down conversations about racism, etc. And why do you think that mentioning Sanders' history is tossing it in black people's faces? She goes on, aside from a few sound bites here and there, Bernie Sanders doesn't yet know how to speak to black people about these issues. I say yet because there's still time for him to get it together. That's the beauty of primary season. This is the time when voters expect candidates to address their concerns. And right now, the primary concern of many black voters is police violence in black communities. And thus far, as demonstrated by his reaction at Netroots Nation last weekend to a group of Black Lives Matter activists led by two black women, Tia Oso and Patrice Cullors, who stood up in a conference of supposed progressive allies and demanded that Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley provide substantive answers about what he would do about the epidemic of police violence in the black community. Bernie Sanders is ill-equipped to speak substantively on these issues. Amani, imagine you were the one giving a speech to thousands of people who wanted to hear what you had to say. Now imagine two conservative white women charged the stage and took over the microphone. Are you with me so far, Amani? Now I want all your co-writers at Reality Check, who know you personally, to imagine how you would have reacted. Based on what I have read so far, those two women would have found themselves getting treated at a local emergency room for severe head trauma. I'll bet every single writer at Reality Check is nodding their head in agreement right now. I don't believe that you would ever allow anyone to deprive you of your freedom of speech by physical force. But here you are, defending those who did. Didn't you learn the importance of free speech in law school? Didn't Charlie Hebdo teach you anything? But just like the cowards who tried to shift the blame to the murdered cartoonists, you have joined the crowd who would defend those who threaten our greatest freedom. You defend those who used physical force to deprive thousands from listening to a message they came to hear. Amani continues, Bernie Sanders marched with Dr. King in the 1960s, but in 2015, he marched off stage after mumbling something about fighting for civil rights for 50 years and ignored the black women who were standing right in front of him, asking him to speak to their concerns. Amani, did you bother to find out why Sanders didn't speak to them? Or is it easier just to condemn him? Now she writes, not only was Sanders' response woefully inadequate, although he appears to have learned something as evidenced by his tweets and the fact that he said Sandra Bland's name at a rally in Dallas on Sunday, but the reactions from many of his supporters, particularly his white supporters, have ranged from annoying to obnoxious to downright racist. Amani, are you trying to convict Sanders by association? Because it sure sounds like it. Did you really think no one would notice that you just tried to blame him for other people's actions? She wrote, progressives are complaining that the protesters were disrespectful and rude. Amani, what they did was far worse than being disrespectful and rude. It was criminal. They violated Sanders' First Amendment rights and those of thousands of people who were gathered there. As a lawyer, this is not something that you should have to be told. She wrote, they're whining that interrupting a speech isn't an invitation for solidarity. I've seen some white folks complaining that they no longer feel safe at Netroots because, you know, unruly black women. Amani, why just white folks? Why do you think that black people would feel any less violated by having their constitutional freedoms physically taken away from them? Be careful when you answer that one, Amani. You wouldn't want to expose inner feelings that you are desperately trying to hide. Feelings that are leaking through every paragraph you write. She continues, the horror. Still others don't think the protest looks good. Because as we all know, change comes when you politely ask for it, not when you disrupt and demand it. Which, by the way, is what Dr. King did. Amani, if you can produce evidence that Dr. King ever did what those two unruly black women did, this would be a great time for you to present it. Take your time. I'll wait. She wrote, white people tend to forget that Dr. King was a disruptor when they are using him as a Pokemon to shut black people up. Amani, roiling hatred of white people just screams from your writing. Every bit as loud as a KKK flyer advertising a barbecue. And I don't mean to rush you, Amani, but we're all still waiting for your Dr. King evidence. Amani continues, rather than support these brave black women activists in what is quite literally a fight for the lives of black people, Amani, bravery would have been them trying this stunt at a Tea Party rally or when you were going to give a speech. It took no bravery to crap on the constitutional rights of Sanders and his audience, and the video proves it. There was no hint of fear in either one of them, only disdain and arrogance. Now she writes, there you are in all your pearl-clutching glory, talking about how disrespectful the activists were, and how it's such a shame that the uppity black people were being so rude to an obvious ally. Amani, you are one nasty little piece of work. She wrote, most black voters want the answer to one question. What is Sanders' plan to address the police brutality crisis in the black community? Amani, thanks for speaking for all African Americans everywhere. All you proved is what is important to you. You dismiss all those people, both black and white, who worry about the economy, global warming, the threat of war, and other petty issues. Amani wrote, and the answer to that question is never, Bernie marched with Dr. King. Yet that seems to be the answer given by many of Sanders' supporters on social media. It's absurd, not only because it's merely the flip side of the I have a black friend coin. Amani, I shudder to think of the fate of the unlucky white couple who have the misfortune of sitting next to you in a restaurant and make the mistake of saying that they have a black friend. She wrote, but also because proclaiming that Sanders marched with Dr. King is functionally useless information. It's what we lawyers like to call non-responsive. Amani, you were just dying to lord over everyone the fact that you're a lawyer, weren't you? And you finally found a way to work it in. My guess is that you always do. Not that I ever plan to torture myself again by reading another one of your bitter, biased, depressing essays. So now that your appeal to authority has put all us Walmart stalkers into our proper place, what else about Sanders turns you white with hate? She wrote, all it tells me is that Bernie Sanders was an adult, sentient, white liberal in the 1960s who had the time, money, and wherewithal to do the right thing, to join one of the many civil rights marches during that time period, along with scores of other adult, sentient, white liberals and black people who were literally fighting for their own lives. Amani, how dare they do the right thing? By the way, Amani, what have you accomplished? Oh, that's right, you're a lawyer with a large white chip on your shoulder. Amani continues, but there you are, the enthusiastic Bernie Sanders supporter, throwing his 50-year-old civil rights record in the face of any black person who dares suggest that Sanders ought to get it together when it comes to talking about race, while insulting our intelligence in the process. Amani, you haven't explained what you mean by the phrase, get it together. It seems like just another way of saying that he had better start seeing things your way. You also haven't explained why pointing to Sanders' record is equivalent to throwing it in black faces. When you point to your record and brag about your law degree, does that mean you are throwing it in the faces of your readers? And finally, where is the insult to intelligence that you refer to? She wrote, "You're gleefully tweeting us photos of news clippings about a young Bernie Sanders getting arrested in 1962. You're tone deaf while tweeting us Sanders' record with the NAACP. 97%, don't you know?" As if the NAACP and the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement haven't been clashing for months now. Amani, I see that as a huge point in favor of the NAACP. At this time, I would like to publicly take back anything that I may have ever said that offended the NAACP. Amani wrote, "You're demanding the social justice bona fides of black activists. This person seems to think that Bernie Sanders is doing more than I am. Yo, I'm a black woman living in this country. Bernie Sanders is never going to do more than I am." Amani, it should sicken any reader to know that you think you deserve more credit for being born black than a man who has fought for the rights of those outside his own race for decades. She wrote, "This person thinks that Bernie Sanders is blacker than actual black people." Amani, so now you're a mind reader too? And wasn't that an awfully childish insult? The last time I encountered this much hate was when I argued with one of those anti-gay preachers. But at least he wasn't cannibalizing his own, like you're doing to liberals. She wrote, "You're literally suggesting to black people, who by simply remaining alive day after day are engaging in a revolutionary act, that an old white dude..." Amani, I read with amusement while you tried to hold in your intense hatred of white people as long as you could. But that last sentence shows that you have given up all pretenses and you are now just letting it erupt like a broken fire hydrant. Go ahead, Amani. Let it all out. Drain the hate. Damn those bastard white people. Especially the ones who dare to try to help blacks. They're the worst of all. She wrote, "From Vermont, where the population is 94% white, is doing more for black people than actual black people are. And when black people, as we often do, resort to humor, to deal with the endless racist crap that is constantly thrown our way." Amani, you must forgive me, but I must have missed the humorous part. It was hard to spot amongst all that racial hatred. Amani continues, "For the past several days, Sanders supporters have been calling black people on Twitter stupid or retarded." Amani, at your age, I would have expected that you would know that the internet is packed with millions of idiots who write stupid, horrible things all the time. A lot like you did in this essay. She said, "I don't know who told you that harassing black folks into voting for Sanders is a solid electoral strategy. You cannot threaten black people into voting for your candidate." Amani, so where is your evidence that black folks have been harassed or threatened into voting for Sanders? We would all love to see it. Crickets, crickets, crickets. She continues, "The crisis in our community is too critical. Vote for Sanders or else is not going to work during this election season, because or else is already happening. Hundreds of black people are dying at the hands of the police in states governed by both Democrats and Republicans." Amani, the issue isn't whether hundreds of black people are dying at the hands of police. The issue is how many black people are being murdered at the hands of police. You made the mistake of lumping in valid uses of force with illegal uses of force. As a journalist, you need to put some effort into finding out the facts, not misleading your audience with racial propaganda. She wrote, "Police brutality is not a partisan issue. And the more you try to make it one, the more you're going to find stalwart resistance from black people. We are simply not going to roll over and do what we're told. We need answers. Amani, so do your readers. You need to distinguish between the deaths you are reporting, rather than dishonestly implying that all of them are unjustified killings. And Amani concludes by writing, "We demand answers. We are entitled to answers. And you need, as Elon James White succinctly put it, to earn this damn vote or lose." Amani, I'm wondering why this vile piece of racial hatred was allowed to be posted on a reproductive health website. You must wield a lot of influence over at Reproductive Health Reality Check. Usually, I try to keep personal observations out of my replies. But in your case, Amani, I'm going to make an exception. I tried to imagine what it might be like to be married to someone as petty, hateful, and mentally twisted as your writing proves you to be. Immediately, my head began sparking, and I had to be resuscitated with heart paddles. And that was just from thinking about it. By the way, Amani, the KKK has just nominated your essay for a Pulitzer Prize. The Grand Wizard said he couldn't have done a better job himself of nullifying a lifetime of effort by that traitorous white bastard. He sends you his warmest regards and gratitude. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story, could body posture during sleep affect how your brain clears waste? By using dynamic contrast magnetic resonance imaging to image the brain's glymphatic pathway, which is a complex system that clears wastes and other harmful chemical solutes from the brain, researchers discovered that a lateral sleeping position, as opposed to a supine or prone position, is the best position to most efficiently remove waste from the brain. In humans and many animals, the lateral sleeping position is the most common one. The method enabled researchers to identify and define the glymphatic pathway, where cerebrospinal fluid filters through the brain and exchanges with interstitial fluid to clear waste, similar to the way the body's lymphatic system clears waste from organs. Brain waste includes amyloid, beta, and tau proteins, chemicals that negatively affect brain processes if they build up. The buildup of brain waste chemicals may contribute to the development of Alzheimer's disease and other neurological conditions. It is during sleep that the glymphatic pathway is most efficient, and it appears that we have adapted the lateral sleep position to most efficiently clear our brains of the metabolic waste products that built up while we are awake. And now we move to the final segment of the show, Famous Quotes. Today, Catherine Schultz. I will give no biography, as she has been previously quoted. Here is the quote from Catherine Schultz. "The inability to experience regret is one of the diagnostic characteristics of sociopaths."
Are you ready, Goose? Start walking.